Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. Busy morning, 7:19. The spillway is closed. 310 is closed. Here we go. Spillway closed both directions. If you head into Kenner from LaPlace, traffic diverted at 51 over to Airline Highway. Leaving Kenner, headed to LaPlace, traffic diverted at 310 south. Heavy delays entering 310. Traffic eases after that. 310 northbound closed at I-10 west. All traffic must head I-10 east to New Orleans. We quickly go to Carlton Dufour Show. General manager of the Causeway. Hi, Don Carlton. I know you're busy this morning as well. Timmy, let's start with the current conditions, and we'll talk about yesterday.
Actually, Tom, we were down below 500 feet a couple hours ago. We are convoying on the Causeway, as I'm sure you know, southbound, single lane, northbound. I mean, on the bridge right now, it's 7 o'clock. Visibilities were actually coming up a little bit, but you know fog. It can change in 30 seconds and go the opposite way, so it's going to be an interesting morning yet.
I saw a headline yesterday, and I wanted to have you on for this because you and I have been friends for a long time, but somebody's got to be the leader. Somebody's got to decide what to do. Somebody's got to call it. If you convoy, then it's like, well, why are you convoying? If you close
That's
the bridge,
exactly
why
right.
are you closing the bridge?
That's exactly right.
You can't win no matter what you do, but you got to do what's on the side of safety. Yesterday, and we talked to Kevin Gilmore with the National Weather Service yesterday, it's the kind of thing, and that's why I think the state police are being so proactive this morning. It's the kind of fog that can just descend quickly or develop quickly, correct?
Yeah, that's what, look, yesterday is still, we got to review it more and more, but that is exactly what we experienced yesterday. But look, in the bottom line, for everybody out there, all our commuters, all our listeners, our mission is to get everybody back and forth safely and timely. And we strive like that for, we strive for that daily. The simple fact is yesterday we failed and that hurts. And it, thank God everybody is okay. We had a heck of a bunch of injuries, a heck of a mess up on the bridge. But I can tell you this, the stuff that the folks that were out there all day long, and not only my people, the first responders we had from both St. Tammany, Jefferson Parish, fire department, state police, everybody pulled in. Worked like heck all day long, was able to get the bridge open. You probably heard that the bigger problems we had were the two 18-wheelers to get the doggone thing reopened, particularly that northbound bridge. We had two box trucks and 18-wheelers all scrunched together. But the, as you know better than anybody with all the stuff you deal with news-wise, it's every day's a new day. And we got to do the best we can with at the moment to try to keep everybody safe and get them where they need to go.
And you say failed, but you know I don't have to defend you. You're smarter than I've ever will ever be. But I'm just saying, but seriously, when it comes to just talk about the. Let me put it this way: talk about the decision making process, and when it comes to the data that you rely upon to decide whether to convoy, whether to close the bridge, etc.
Okay, here's the fog is not a sign. No matter all the good weather guys we got today and all the technology, to predict fog is an art. To judge on what's happening with fog out there, particularly on the Causeway on Lake Pontchartrain, is an art in itself. Well, our procedure is whenever we get any kind of, you know, the bridge is manned 24 hours a day, seven days a week, 365 days a year. Whenever any of our officers, our motorist assistance patrol, anybody that's on the bridge sees any kind of semblance of reduction in visibility, it doesn't have to be fog. It could be some kind of, the thunderstorms, we get that kind of stuff that comes in. They'll ask to start a fog log, which is, for us, it's our term for visibility. We just start logging in wherever a officer is on the bridge, or motorist assistance, or patrol, any of our staff. They will immediately call in dispatch, give them give the dispatchers their location and the visibility they see, they have at the bridge at that point. And we'll start doing that. The ranking officer on the bridge will be in charge of it. That officer will either say, okay, depending on the visibility, say we're going to do this every 15 minutes, we're going to do it every 10 minutes, we're going to do it every 5 minutes, whatever they feel appropriate. If the visibility start going below 1,000 feet, then we start considering, okay, what are we going to do? If it gets below 500 feet, we'll actually either cone the bridge or start convoying. This morning, we got down to just below 500 feet. I want to say, please forgive me if I don't have it right. I want to say around 3 o'clock was the first time, but 3 or 4 o'clock was the first time I started hearing that. Yesterday, we did not go down until way after dawn. I want to say it was 8 o'clock or something it started going down. And obviously, around 8:30 is when everything went crazy around the 18-mile marker.
Carlton, we got to run, and I know you're busy, people that are making this decision, these decisions, this is not their first rodeo. They've dealt with this for a long time, correct? The senior officers?
They've been doing it for some of these guys for almost 30 years.
That's what I thought. Thank you, Carlton. Appreciate your time and efforts, as always, my friend. You bet. 724 traffic now, WWL.